AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On Wall Street, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says President Biden has been irresponsible about debt.
Rather than face the facts, this president has embraced a fantasy that debt doesn't matter, that money can always be created out of thin air, and that the solution to higher prices caused by reckless spending is just higher taxes.
McCarthy pledged to pass legislation to raise the nation's debt ceiling, but on condition of capping future federal spending at 1%. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer wants to hear McCarthy's plan.
He went all the way to Wall Street and gave us no more details, no more facts, no new information at all.
Schumer says if McCarthy continues in this direction, the nation is headed to default. Derek Chauvin's murder conviction has been upheld.
The Minnesota Court of Appeals has upheld the most serious murder conviction against former police officer Derek Chauvin in the May 2020 killing of George Floyd. Chauvin's attorney had asked the appeals court to throw out the ex-officer's convictions for several reasons, including the massive pretrial publicity. He also argued that legal and procedural errors deprive Chauvin of a fair trial. Prosecutors say Chauvin got a fair trial and just sentence. The ex-cop is serving a 22-and-a-half-year sentence on the second-degree murder charge. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Justice Department says two men have been arrested on charges they helped establish a secret police outpost in New York City on behalf of the Chinese government. U.S. Ambassador to Russia Lynn Tracy says she visited with detained U.S. reporter Evan Gershkovich in prison in Moscow and says he is in good health and remains strong. Gershkovich is accused of espionage. The state of Minnesota announced a settlement in its lawsuit against e-cigarette maker Juul Labs and tobacco giant Altria. Terms were not released. This is AP News. Fans of the Netflix series Love is Blind are angry. They were kept waiting for a live broadcast. The AP's Margie Zaraletta has the story.
The season 4 reunion special for the reality show Love is Blind was only the second live event Netflix had staged, besides Chris Rock's comedy special last month. Love is Blind fans were able to join a waiting room 10 minutes before start, and after an hour, they were still waiting. Netflix tweeted an apology but did not give an explanation. When the show finally started, co-host Vanessa Lachey said she was sorry they were late, and that was the only acknowledgement. A request for comment from Netflix was not returned. The show is about single people who date without seeing each other unless a marriage proposal is accepted. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
For the second time in 5 years, David's Bridal has filed for bankruptcy protection. They're one of the largest sellers of wedding gowns and formal wear. David's Bridal is looking to sell the company, but says its doors remain open and it's fulfilling orders without delay. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.